Hi, I'm Paul Hughes. Welcome to Pastors You Should Know. This week, we're saluting Brother Kelly Lawson with the Main Street Church of Christ. You know, a lot of people, a lot of pastors, church leaders, and whatnot, really take a look at their church and say, man, I know God's hand is on this ministry. It's just absolutely terrific. You have an interesting story to share as far as that goes that you and I shared about before we recorded this, and I want you to share that with the rest of the listeners.
You know, Paul, we're the poorest church in town. Right now, we're saving the money for next year's radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. We're not, we don't go on the radio and then try to pay our bill. We're saving the money for next year where we can pay our bill. And so we're determined to live on our contribution and what God's given us. And so we've been on the air for 5 years. We've never asked our audience for any money, any help or support. And every once in a while, you know, we get broke, our van breaks down, we got different problems and so forth. And God just seems to send us what we need. And I got a letter from the island of Guam just recently, and it had a check in it for $171. And so I wrote the fellow a standard thank you note and told him thank you very much and we appreciate it be spent on the poor. You know, we feed 150 bologna sandwiches every day, so we can always use $171. And so we didn't hear anything the next month, and the next month we get a check for $374. And I thought, my goodness, what, you know, these money is strange amounts, and it's mm-hmm. coming all the way from the island of Guam. So I wrote him a handwritten letter, and I told him, you know, thank you, brother. We're naturally quite curious about how you heard about us, so it must have been through our website, which is www.mainstreet-churchofchrist.com. I said, we know that you must have heard about us through our website, and so we'd appreciate a note from you telling us, you know, how you heard about us and so forth. It'd be great encouragement. And until then, we'll be content with the knowledge to know that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and one of them's in Guam.
Amen.
And so that was a month ago, and just last Friday, I get this envelope in the mail, and it's from the island of Guam, and the fellow's got a Polynesian name, real nice guy, and it had a check in it for $965. And you just, it's like the miracle of Hanukkah almost, you know, mm-hmm. it God just supplies. We first began this ministry, I have a deal with God. I preach the gospel and he supplies the money. Mm-hmm. And we don't ask and we don't beg, and God just sends enough. There's never too much and there's never too little. And the reason for it, I'm convinced, Paul, is two things. Two things are at the very top of our list, and every penny is spent on it. The poor in preaching the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
We have 3 hours on the radio. We have an internet that had 50,000 hits last month, and that's an amazing thing. We have downloaded over 1 billion kbytes this past year. Now, that's 1 trillion bytes. Now, I don't know how big a bite is, but 1 trillion of them is a bunch of them.
A
trillion ants is a bunch of ants, you know. So we'd encourage the audience to look at www.mainstreet-churchofchrist.com, and you can see 1,000 pictures of us feeding the poor and preaching the gospel to the ungodly and ministering to the inner city.
It's a blessing, I'll tell you that right now. That is Brother Lawson. We will be back tomorrow with more at this same time. Tune in for Pastors You Should Know.